Always a pleasure to talk with Rick Smith from Jackson College. Rick, I can't believe that you've been out there almost 15 years. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, the years are running like months, Greg, and I'm in a good spot. I love Jackson College. It's my home now, and there's some wonderful things being done at Jackson College, and I just love to be a part of it.
Well, this is it's really painful right now for baseball fans, and I know you're an enormous baseball fan. Of course, Rick's been the baseball coach out at Jackson College since 2006, and tough time for a baseball fan, Rick.
Yeah, I was trying to. Someone asked me the other day. He goes, Rick, have you guys ever had to cancel a game because of a sickness or anything of that nature? And in the 30 plus years, you know, we've always fought through it, and we had the food poisoning one year in Florida, and I was still able to get 9 guys to play. We're in a situation now where safety is crucial, and making sure that everyone is staying safe.
Are there any alternative plans to maybe play some games down the road, or what are you guys looking at?
Our season is officially canceled. It's been canceled for the last week or so, the NJCA. They're coming, you know, April 3rd, they're trying to figure out with the leadership in NJCA as far as how it works with transfer and things of that nature, and as far as letter of intents, I know as of this time, any sophomores or anyone on this year's team is going to be warranted hardship for another year and things of that nature. There's just a lot of things that are trying to get sorted out from the NJCA, and then the players themselves are now doing their classes online, and Jackson College doing a great job of putting that together in such a short time and making sure that happens for students.
Certainly, Rick, you would honor any scholarships, I'm sure.
Yes, but, you know, we preach so much of our sophomores graduating and things of that nature. I have 7 players that are already, you know, at graduation, and they're already have their new homes at 4-year schools. Where they're going to reap their rewards is getting another year at the 4-year level. I do have a couple of could be sophomores that are short on credits that will be back for next year as a third year sophomore. As far as taking care of the student athletes in the spring sports, they will be taken care of as far as the scholarship wise.
So what I'm hearing, I guess, Rick, no games at all. Would you play any this summer, non-sanctioned baseball, just to let these guys play a little bit? I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, it's like our state's so upside down right now, and the first and foremost thing to worry about is everyone's safety, and it's going to take a while. I will hear a lot from the NJCA, after April 3rd. My belief is that we're looking at an August 1st as far as starting up with fall sports, and then we'll just do our spring sports as they come forward. We'll have fall ball. So, you know, you look at the incoming high school seniors, they're going to have all this, school year not playing, and then they'll also, you know, if we don't have summer ball for those players, you know, by the time we get them in the fall, they're going to be behind as far as gameplay. So there's going to be a lot of change, and I know everyone's in the same same situation. And as you know, we'll get through it, and we just got to get through what's going on now and keeping everybody safe.
Absolutely. Got to be tough for the sophomores. And like the four-year schools, Rick, are looking at some of these sophomores to move into their program. Now they really, I think some of their seniors may be coming back. So it's really a tough scenario, isn't it?
Greg, this is going to be like a four-year cycle. You know, our sophomores that, you know, let's take a pitcher. You know, I got a pitcher that's going to be moving on. In fact, we have seven that already committed at four-year schools. Well, you know, if you're a pitcher, you might have been transferring into a school to be a starting pitcher and now become a middle relief, long relief, because there's still three spots held up by fifth-year seniors. So this is it's going to put a burden on a lot. I mean, my son at Tiffin University, you know, he was in a tough situation. He's a fifth-year senior, but he's graduating in May. So, you know, his last year, you know, that he'll have for his memories will be, you know, hey, I threw three innings down south and my season was over. That's my senior year. So, you know, there's just so many different obstacles to overcome. And, you know, you just got to be resilient. And, you know, no one ever predicted this. And now we just got to deal with it.
Yeah, you guys got a chance to go down south, at least get the season started, Rick, and I know you were, as always, very optimistic.
Yeah, I was, we had our fingers crossed when we come back from south, because we played a real tough schedule, like I told you before, and I felt we had the chemistry, the grit. We did a four-game series down in Tennessee, played Volunteer State, who's a very good Division One JUCO, played them tough each and every game. I think we lost 4-2, 6-5. We won 8-6. It just helped us, that bonding piece, you know, sweating together and games, coming out of the gym, and then getting our games in Florida, coming back, feeling good about ourselves and, you know, this happening. And, you know, and we're not the only team to go through this. The softball team, you know, they're doing the same thing. They did pretty much mimic the same trips that we did, and they were feeling good about themselves too, and so on. So, yeah, I'm going to miss this team, and there's no closure, but we'll make sure that we have closure in the fall and hopefully have them back and do a sophomore get-together. Have a picnic or something, just to keep the camaraderie as far as what they did for Jackson College and then always being a Jet, of course.
Rick Smith with us on WKHM this morning from Jackson College, longtime baseball coach, but Rick also certainly an educator. He does the facilities out there, assistant athletic director, and has acted as the athletic director for a couple sessions. So, Rick, you've done it all out there.
Yeah. Now I'm not in the facilities end of the spectrum, but I am the assistant athletic director and working under Courtney Ivan, and she's doing a great job, a great hire for us. And, you know, Greg, we have so many good employees, directed by Dr. Phelan out of Jackson College, and it's just it's a team in itself, and it's just good to be part of it. And I'm just glad you hear so many stories out there that, you know, where you're employed, you just want to get home. Well, this is a family, and I just love it. And you know, community college here in Jackson County is one of the best.
Rick, tell us a little bit about Courtney Ivan. She's been on the job now for a few months as the new athletic director. What does she bring to the table out there?
Courtney, again, an athlete and a coach herself in college. She started out at Jackson College as head of the housing department, the director of housing, and then she got an opportunity to go to Glen Oaks I think it was 3 or maybe 4 years. I don't know, years running together, it seems. But at Glen Oaks, got some great experience, and then came back here, brought her experience to, back to the school and her personality. And she's someone that's, if there's something to do, she's going to get it done right away. You know, if I text her, as soon as I'm done texting, she's texting with a with an answer or getting an answer. She's going to be a good one for us, and she's a hard worker, and I'm glad to have her on board here at the college, and I know everyone else at the college are glad to have her back.
Rick, we struck the radio station struck up a relationship with the college this year, and it was exciting for Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes to do a bunch of basketball games out there, and I know we were scheduled to do at least a couple or a few baseball games, but that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I would even get the chance to even hear it on the radio when I wasn't administering the game. So it gave you that feel, and hopefully the community got to hear that. And I had some good testimonials on the games that they were glad to see that we had that relationship with the radio station, and you guys doing it, you know, doing a great job as always. And it's really good for the student athletes, student body on our campus, and everything, tying us in with the community and, you know, the student athletes working hard and very competitive. You know, both teams, being as competitive as they were, and so on. So hopefully this is the start of a good thing, and we'll make sure that we can get other sports involved and get publicized on the radio too.
Yeah, I know next year the plan was to video and audio stream all the basketball games from campus, and that will be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's you know, taking those steps, and you know, it helps in a lot of ways. It's a good flavor. It's great entertainment. Not everybody can make it to the facility, and they can still hear it on the radio and stream it. And you know, our world today is getting a lot better in technology and things of that nature. So we're able to do a lot of things, and it really helps college athletics.
Hey, McKibben would kill me if I didn't ask you about the Sportsman's Banquet, and I know you had a record turnout. Tell our listeners what that was all about.
Yeah, it was our 7th annual Sportsman's Banquet. We do like a preseason raffle before it. We raffle off of ATV, Polaris, Sportsman's ATV, and we tie that in with the event. We have charter fishing charters. We have live auction. We have other prizes there. It's been a kind of a snowball effect, and it's in the dog days of February where people want to get out and have fun, and it's for the sportsman enthusiasts. And Mr. McKibben was able to make it this year, so he got to see it firsthand. So I was really excited to have him on hand that night. And, you know, it's an event where a lot of our employees will come, and a lot of the area supporters. And we have people from other parts of the state that come, and now they're attracted and tied in. We have sponsors we've had for the whole 7 years, each and every year, sponsoring tables and things like that. And it's just it's a great event. It's a lot of fun, and glad we have it.
So, Rick, real quick, what's your day like here? Are you working from home, or what's your contact like with the students?
Yeah, we work from home. We do Zoom meetings every morning at 9:30 with athletics. We try to, you know, tie in with our coaches, keep them, you know, as far as in communication as much as possible. The student athletes, keeping them engaged because this is a new thing here with online to finish their classes and communicating with the college itself, and you know, trying to do everything virtual, you know, so we can get through this and make sure that we're giving students, you know, keeping them engaged and making sure they're able to fulfill their pathway in their education. And then, of course, recruiting.
Hey, Rick,
off the phone.
Okay. Rick Smith joining us from Jackson College. We recently lost a close friend of both of ours, and I think your biggest cheerleader when you came to town, Tom Vayner, passed away after a decades-long battle with kidney disease. And I remember talking to Tom early on about 15 years ago when the sports program was getting started there, and I told him they were insane. That's not going to work. I was a detractor at that time, and Vayner kept pushing you guys, and now you've got an outstanding program. But that was a tough loss for the college.
Yeah, Tom was definitely my mentor, and you know, Tom was on the interview committee that hired me in 15 years ago, and he's a Laker. I'm a Laker. I remember we kind of had a kidding story of, you know, I'm a Marysville Viking and him being from Lumen, and I coached at football there when we played Lumen, and I try, you know, you try to keep that secret until you get the job. That's what I kind of told them, and because there's quite a rival going on between the two schools, and I just, you know, Tom is Jackson College. I mean, he is so loyal to the school and everything like that. I texted him. I was texting him left and right here, even around before we went to Florida. And you know, you get caught up in things. I wasn't sure where he was at and with his illness at the time. I mean, I sent him. I had a couple of my past players from Grand Valley, a couple of my past players from Tiffin who were both all Tom Vayner's, you know, he followed them all the way through at our place, and then when they moved on to the four-year school, a picture of all four of them, and they played each other in Florida. So I had four Jets playing against each other at a four-year level, and that was kind of the story. You know, that was what he believed in as far as what was going to happen at Jackson College and the memorable experience for these athletes and moving on and bringing back and things like that. So he's going to be forever a Jet, and I miss that guy and our lunches that we would have, and just when I needed someone, he was just a text away. So yeah, I'm going to miss Tom Vayner, and I know everybody else here is too. So what a man he was.
Yeah, perfect comment. He was Jackson College. I think he liked Grand Valley a little bit too. Rick, really appreciate the time this morning, and we will be in touch.
Yeah, thanks, Greg, and you hang in there, and I know we will too, and take care and be safe.
Rick Smith from Jackson College joining us this morning on WKHM, WKHM.com.